Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Living God's Way Sunday edition. I'm your host, Carlton McPeak, and today we're going to be looking at Flowers and Riches Fade Away, based upon James chapter 1, verse 9 through 11. Churches are made up of rich and poor people. James says the poor Christian needs to have pride in their high position. The rich Christian needs to be humble because his riches, just like the flower, will fade away. James chapter 1, verses 9 through 11. Usually we think that a Christian should not have pride in their life, but rather be humble. However, James is telling the poor Christians they need to take pleasure in the recognition that they have a high position because they are a Christian. On the other hand, James is telling the rich man to glory in his humiliation, because like flowering grass, he will pass away. The accumulation of many possessions will not prevent him from dying, nor ensure he will live eternally. Throughout history, and in our modern world, mankind has equated wealth with being pleasing to God. Likewise, poverty has been associated with not pleasing God. James is stating that possessions are only temporary and are not an indication of one's eternal destiny. For the Christian who is struggling in life with finances, this would be a great comfort. To know that one's eternal destiny, one's existence with God after this life is over, is not dependent upon their wealth would be something in which they could take great pride. This would truly be amazing because in this world, they do not have this great pride. For the Christian who is not struggling in life with finances, but living in comfort, they need to realize they need to humble themselves. They need to rely upon God for their eternal destiny and not their many possessions. They must constantly remember that riches are only temporary and one day they will all fade away. To drive his point home, James uses flowers and the grass of the field as examples. The beauty of the flower is destroyed when the sun rises with a scorching wind, and the flower will fall off. The grass will wither. The application James wants us to make is that we should remember riches, material wealth, and possessions are only temporary. One day they will fade away. This parable should remind us that our focus should not be upon obtaining wealth, but rather upon living with God for eternity. Regardless of our economic status in society, our lives should not be consumed with obtaining riches. Our lives should be focused on our high position, being a Christian. Christians should always keep their pursuit of wealth in its proper place by remembering it will one day fade away. Keeping the pursuit of the eternal riches at the forefront will motivate the Christian to be chasing a lifestyle of living God's way. I want to thank you for listening to our program today and hope you have a great day living God's way. All that